It is 3:05 today, and it is Wednesday, February. Oh, wait, no, it's March 2nd. It's March 2nd, 2016, in Woodland Hills. This is Jose Hernandez, and I'd like to invite you to the soundstage with me as the gatekeep, a place where we explore a wide range of sound and expand our definition of music. And today we're going to hear a song by the SFB Villains. It's called They Live. This is Jose at Soundstage, and we're joined today by a local San Fernando Valley band by the name of SFV Villains. We have two members of the band today, and here they are.
Cali, California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, I'm ready. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for coming by today, man.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I guess first thing I want to ask is, what part of the San Fernando Valley do you guys hail from?
All around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All around, definitely.
Cool.
We like to say Granada Hills, Van Nuys, but all around, yeah.
Cool. All right. And the name of your band, is there any special significance to it? Or, like, you know, is it just, like, representational of the valley? Or?
Well, it started as Villain and the Crew in 2009, and then we took a break from there, you know, created some new material, and then after that, my brother, which is the main vocalist, had some kind of crazy idea. I don't know what it goes on in that guy's head, and he's like, hey, you know what, we lived in the valley our whole life, we're from the valley, we're not going anywhere, let's represent the valley, SFV Villains. So Villain and the Crew, he took Villain throughout, and the crew put in SFV.
It works, man. It has a ring to it, I must admit. You know, how many members are in the band, and like you know, how, well, like, what instruments do you guys play primarily, you know?
We like to say four members, but the drummer, we can't seem to hold
on.
Yeah,
we might just replace him with, like, an automatic kind of button thing. You just push it. Because it's always been, like, so flaky. You just keep getting guys in and out, in and out. It's like a revolving door for drummers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but for the most part, it's basically four of us, you know. And Davey's actually a lead guitar and vocalist for the most part, and he does some of the programming, too. Then Callie over here, he does a lot of the DJ stuff.
Cool.
He's also second vocalist and whatnot, and he does a lot of programming too for the actual tracks. And myself, I play bass and
excellent bassist right here.
Wow.
I trick these guys into thinking I'm a great bass player.
Do you do the traditional bass where you pull it all the way up, where you slack it down, or?
No, I'd sit there in my boxers and I kind of just play the bass and I send it over the tracks. You know, we have this great internet sending tracks in now, so we don't have to sit in a recording studio and try to lead to each other, you know, which is really time saving.
True, you know true. I mean?
And also puts you in an environment where you're not so uptight and right, have to like right. so constricted, like watching the clock as you try to play a bass track. You know, it's really just open up and you could relax and take your time and really perfect what you want within the song itself.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, that's cool, right? The revolution in like a home studio, right? Right. It changed the game, right?
Yeah, completely, completely.
Like, you know? Because imagine, like, back in the day, you'd have to literally go only hit the studio, you know, right? And you'd have to have your stuff down, you know? Right. But now you can have the time to build your your material. You can even branch out into different sounds, dude, like, you know?
Oh, yeah. You could even just start playing with bands across the ocean, you know, and send them bass tracks, which I've done before, but it's just, like, that's the ridiculousness of, like, how easily we can all connect to each other, like, for musicians and wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. What, can I ask you guys, what motivated you guys, like, that moment in time, like, that you just got to make music, you know what I mean? Like, what drew you into the whole making music, was it your whole life or just recently or what's up?
For me, like I first started playing music at the age of, I think it was in high school. I just began in high school and I was kind of getting into music and bands and whatnot. And I saw this like, I got a DVD of a band and I kind of just kept watching it like obsessively. And then I saw one part in the DVD and I was like, that's really cool. I want to play bass. You know what I mean? And I just got the instrument and I just never stopped playing, you know, and I kind of just kept playing and playing and playing, and that kind of just, I submerged myself so deeply into music, like my job was music, then I'd go home and practice more bass, and I'd join like five bands at a time and somehow made it work. I don't know how I did, but I made it work, you know. But then it was also being a bass player that there's not that many around anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like back in high school, you used to know like 30 bass players. Now I know like one, maybe two. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know if people decided like, hey, you know, we don't need bass players anymore. You know?
Yeah, right. They can just program it.
Yeah, it's like playing button. You know what I mean?
I don't know. And then you said you're the DJ element. DJ, so right. Did you start out with like hip hop or what was your DJ
pretty much
beginning or whatever?
My father took my brother and I to a bunch of concerts: Slipknot, System of a Down, Rammstein, Mudvayne, Fear Factory. A bunch of concerts at a young age. We were 9 years old, 10 years old, and we're going to these big, massive concerts.
Yeah.
And from there, my brother took it on to another level than I have. He picked up an instrument, and my father knew how to play guitar. Father showed my brother how to play. From there, my brother would jump out of the shower, full on naked, playing air guitar with his, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I can say that on here, but and from there,
I was wondering why he's so confident. It was that long he could play air guitar.
Yeah. And then from there, he would just you would catch him randomly in the middle of the living room, just making sounds similar to this, and we would look at him and just think, "What are you doing? You are crazy."
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then once he was capable of actually putting his guitar rhythm down to it and adding lyrics, he started making complete songs.
Yeah.
So for me, I didn't pick up any instruments. I do not know how to play any instruments, and it's embarrassing to say because I'm surrounded with great musicians.
The turntables can be an instrument in themselves, you know?
It is. It's definitely an instrument, and like programming itself, like, would you like, for example, like electronica EDM kind of players, like they don't actually play a physical instrument, but what they're doing is an instrument. Like the computer is now an instrument.
If you let me finish, I was going to get to that, but you didn't.
Damn.
But anyways, I actually branched off and my father bought me my own DJ set. And then from there, I created my own business. And over there on the west side of the valley, Granada Hills, I started my own production, which was Team Cali Productions. And I know a lot of people here at Pierce College actually listening right now would say, oh, I remember them. We DJed all around the valley. And then from there, we mixed a DJ set with my brother's band and then formed what we have now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it was eventually going to happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're doing that, he's doing that, eventually you're going to cross. And, and then you have more music, you know? I want to take this time to listen to another song, if we could. We're going to go into The Hope by SFV Villains. And hope you guys enjoy it out there. And we'll come back for more questions right after.
Sweat it out before you turn to mold. Where's the hope at? I'm smoking all this dope. Take me to the next show before I overdose. This struggle in life has me in a dark hole. I lost my family and now I lost my soul. From this cold world, so let me go and let the good times roll. As I'm high as a kite, can't seem to get my mind right. Need to take the time to push the drugs to the side and learn how to enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Tuned into Soundstage at kpcradio.com, and today we have the SFV Villains with us. That was The Hope, a song off of their Reverb Nation page. And I wanted to ask you guys, before we go any further, is there anywhere specifically that people can go listen to your music, or is there multiple outlets? You know, now would be the time if you guys want to let us know, you know?
Right. You can check us out on reverbnation.com/ SFV Villains, also Facebook SFV Villains, Instagram SFV Villains, Twitter SFV Villains, and YouTube SFV Villains.
Oh wow, you guys have it all on lock, huh?
We try.
You just need a Pinterest or something.
Oh yeah, we got everything.
LinkedIn.
There's so much to keep up nowadays. You know?
That's like a job in and of itself, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Marketing.
Yeah, right. And for the most part, you guys are an independent band, right?
Yes, we are.
Are you guys looking to get signed, or are you guys still liking the independent grind?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, at this point, it's like, not so much like, depending on what do they have to offer that we can't do ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, it's like, we can do everything they can do almost, you know. Except for the point, until it gets to a higher level, at the point where there's so much demand for it that we actually start manufacturing stuff or something, or even try to get control of like booking a tour or something, we kind of need a label for that. But even though we could do that ourselves, you know, because there's so many independent artists that kind of just DIY themselves nowadays, you know? And labels are kind of act as like a loan, you know what I mean? Like, here, I'll loan you $50,000 for this album. Then you have to work all day, every day, you know, to pay that back the money. And once I get my $50,000 back, then you start making profit.
So, you know,
so it's kind of like, do you need a label? Do we want a label? Depends, you know. It depends on what the situation is, obviously.
What they
like,
have to offer that don't do.
If they want to give us $50,000 with
no
money.
No strings attached.
Yeah, sure, you know.
that's the thing. Most of the contracts they give to you, they want to own you.
Yeah.
They want to own you, as in the 70-30 and them 70, us 30, which isn't going to fly.
Yeah.
But I want to say this, is that we didn't do this to become famous.
Yeah. You know? No, I get that from the music. I like the feel, everything. It doesn't sound like you guys are like...
Yeah, we're not trying to cater to
everything,
like...
You know what I mean?
Right.
We're not trying to cater to like a specific crowd, you know, like where some bands will come out, like a big famous band will come out, and suddenly you'll get all these people copying exactly what they did, like looking like them, playing exact same music, then the labels will sign them and everything. Then it's just that continuing trend. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not so much like... You don't want to be a part of the trend. You know, we're going to make our own music. And that's the whole point of music. It's being an art and being yourself and not trying to be like others and like trying to get the attention to get people's attention by being similar to other artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, perfectly. I understand that, man. It's just, it's nuts, right? Like, we were talking about that off air, I think, like about how this new generation of like just musicians influenced by like your personal home studio and how that changed the game, you know, like
right.
how you'd have to go to a studio back then. Now you don't. Like, you technically could build up a nice high quality home studio and really mash out some jams and just do whatever you want musically. And that's, I think, perfect. You know what I mean? Like, because there's so many genres of music that you can just literally listen to anything, dude. And
right.
you can be a lifelong fan to like the SFV Villains, dude. And if that's what you wanted to do, you could do that. You know?
Right, right,
and
right.
you guys are producing the music, and it's just beautiful when it's independent. You know what I mean?
When you listen to our lyrics, you actually you understand that we create music that people can relate to, and it's not the same basic lyrics that you would hear from any other artist. You know, and that's our main goal, is just to keep creating music that helps us. It's therapy for us, but it's also therapy for our listeners, our fans.
Yeah, I wanted to actually, that goes into like a question I wanted to ask too, is like, what do you want your listeners to like walk away from or experience when they hear your music? Like, is there a specific feel you guys are looking for, or just like have fun, you know what
there's
I mean?
There's not a specific one, but we want people to ease their pain when they listen to our music. We want people to be motivated, because our lyrics change, they're never the same.
Yeah.
So you're going to feel a different feel every time you listen to a different song of ours. But
yeah, it's definitely like, we have such a wide, broad brand of like just kind of like the style, the emotional styles of every single song. You know, we have like over 100 songs, and just they all range from different areas of emotions and how do you say, feelings? That's the word I was looking for. You know, so it's in the eye of the and it's in the listener himself. You know, because some people can listen to a song and be like, "Oh, that's an angry song."
Yeah,
it's,
right.
And other times they can be like, "Oh, that's the happiest song I ever met."
Right.
You know, it's all within themselves. You know, right. Whatever they see into it, that's what I want them to get. As long as they get something out of it, you know, it's a piece of art. You know, and you could just, you know, some people see a Black Donna painting and say, "Oh, that's lame." You know, other people say, "Oh my God, it's innovative."
Right,
it's all
right.
within themselves. You know what I mean? As
right.
long as we get some sort of expression out of them,
yeah.
that's all we can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for the musicians out there probably listening, when you perform on stage, you have that person that will boo you, or you'll have those five people that will boo you. But there will be those two people or that one person that will cheer you on and actually feel and love your music. Those people booing you, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be people hating on you.
There's always a naysayer. Yeah.
That one person that actually understands your music and has a certain feeling, that's what matters the most.
Yeah, man. That, as long as you make that connection, I think that's always perfect. You know, whether you're major, signed, independent, whatever your grind, even if you're just like recording something in your mom's basement or something, you know, not even for the sake of like making money. As long as you express yourself and, you know, you have a good time, I think it's all worth it, you
mm-hmm.
know? I wanted to drop a little funny question, dude. If your music was a Ben and Jerry's flavor, what would it be?
That is a...
It'd be the kind of thing where someone took all the flavors and just for giggles, they took they just put it all in the same jar and like, hey, let's try this and see what happens.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. 31 flavors over here.
Yeah,
not
just take all the flavors, put it in there, and they'll be like, all right, that's cool. You know, it's an experiment within itself.
Yeah. I want to go into a third track, and then after this we'll sort of wrap it up. But the last track... is gonna be
hours.
I know, right? I could talk forever,
time
dude.
Time just flew.
You said wrap it up.
I don't want to like choke it all out, but you know, it's getting to that time almost, and I want to go into the third track. It's SFV Villains, Jokers, and you're tuned into KPTRadio.com, and we'll be back with a couple more questions.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nope.
Dude.
Nope.
And that was the SFV Villains. The song of the title of the song was Jokers. And we're back here at Soundstage. I'm Jose Hernandez, also known as the Gatekeep. And we're back with SFV Villains real quick. And I want to ask you guys, first of all, winding it down, is there any shows that you guys are going to be playing anytime soon anywhere?
Yeah, we have a show coming up. It's more of a session. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the AOL sessions or the Yahoo sessions. It's you know, you're in a studio and anybody's invited. We're going to have a live set. We're going to have at least 8 songs. You can contact us through our Facebook, and if you want to come by, we'll send you the address. And also, if you connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we will send out the address on there, and pretty much it's going to be live. We're going to broadcast it on YouTube and all the other social medias.
Cool. And I just want to thank you guys once again for coming by. Your music was great. I appreciate the time that you guys took to come by. And
if
you guys would like to listen to SFV Villains, they are on reverbnation.com/SFV Villains. And go check them out. Go check out their Facebook page. Go check out this live event. It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna try and go, dude. Like I'm saying, I'm going. This has been Soundstage with Jose Hernandez, your host, as the Gatekeep. Keep your ears open to a world of sound. Until the next time, true believers, stay tuned for more adventures in music from the Soundstage on kpcradio.com.
And that was Soundstage with Jose Hernandez on kpcradio.com.